Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, welcome back to another episode of the CRA podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about regulatory change. Our favorite topic. I know. It's going to be a year like no other. Well, I want to talk about key compliance risks and really focus on some of the elements that you need to reflect on as a CRA officer. So as you know, regulators will continue to enhance their focus on oversight, supervision, and enforcement, and CRA is no exception. There, of course, is increased scrutiny, and it's expected to ramp up and continue to ramp up in 2023. So for today's quick tip, I just wanted to focus on compliance risk. So here are some key risks as I see it based on my range of experience and my work with CRA officers and compliance officers across the nation. So in terms of compliance risk, the adaptation to new regulation, market disruption, an expected lack of clear guidance and training from regulators will increase our risk to regulatory change, right? So there's a swirl of regulatory change, and it's disrupting our process flows, and we're all trying to balance the uncertainty that results. So on the other side of the equation, our regulators are also adapting. And whenever there's something new, based on my experience, we're going to have some uncertainty on both sides for a while as we adapt and move through implementing new change. So of course, the adaptation and the disruption is a key compliance risk. Now, this is no new news to you, I know, but thought I'd start by stating that. Now, as it relates to CRA, the lack of predictive self-evaluation of our performance benchmarks gives me pause, right? The proposed regulations, and of course, it's not set in stone and it's not released, but the proposed regulation looked at benchmarking in a whole different way, right? Where we were actually looking at our performance period in its entirety, and it's proposed that we would be compared against other banks over that entire period. Huh. So that leads me to believe that it's going to be more difficult to do our best practice as it relates to exam management, which is a self-evaluation or a self-assessment, right? So that is a key compliance risk. And of course, things are changing and we won't know till we know, but that lack of predictive self-evaluation is something that also causes me to pause. Also, the regulatory interface with federal regulatory agencies and state agencies as it relates to CRA and fair banking initiatives. As you know, some of our states have released a CRA-like and fair lending-like statutes for the state, then our banks in certain states have to not only comply with the federal guidance, but also state, and sometimes they're divergent, right? And not quite the same. So that's definitely a compliance risk where we have state agencies getting more involved in regulatory oversight and coming up with their own approach to CRA and fair banking generally. So also, we have an increase in fair lending risk as regulators continue to increase their focus on the identification of potential discriminatory practices, right? And of course, as you know, as it currently stands, your CRA rating can be downgraded with a finding of discriminatory practices in your fair lending program. As you know, the CRA was enacted in 1977, and it's an income-based law, but there is increased interest to embed more fair lending transparency into the new regulation. Of course, the final rule will dictate how we approach our CRA and fair lending as it overlaps within our CRA program. So more to be expected there. The last key compliance risk I wanted to highlight was the increased emphasis on climate change and the impact on natural disasters on lower income populations. And we're not quite sure on the clear guidance as it relates to the regulatory expectations. Now, we expect to have more clarity in the final CRA rule. But this is something new for us, right? So it's a new key compliance risk that we'll have to adapt to as we learn more about the final CRA regulation once it's released. So that's just a super high-level list, if you will, of key compliance risks as it relates to CRA regulatory change. So you might wonder, well, given those risks, Linda, what should we actually do today? So it's important to approach compliance risk by talking to key stakeholders. So you might want to approach your business units and make sure that they have a sense of what is coming forth on fair banking and that they understand their role in ensuring fair and equitable deployment of bank products and services. Next, of course, your compliance teams are probably working on the fair banking strategy and that you'll want to start having conversations and cross-collaboration between compliance and your CRA teams because we're expecting that CRA and fair lending will be mutually enforcing. And so we need to start having these conversations within our bank to address that. So that's another suggestion. And then you'll also want to make sure that you personally have access to CRA experts and resources to support your CRA team members to learn and adapt to the final version of the CRA regulation. And you'll want to make sure that that support is manifold, right? That you have live trainings and templates and some guidance based on your asset size to navigate what is before you with regulatory change. And of course, I have a solution for that. In the CRA Hub, we'll be taking a deep dive into regulatory change in 2023. So in this episode, I talk about the key risks, and then also some strategic discussion points for you to have with key stakeholders within the bank. I also have a free checklist. So you can click through to the link that is included in the show notes and get your copy of the checklist along with the bullet points from this episode. So I hope that further supports you as you work through your CRA program and get ready to adapt to change. So I hope today's CRA tip was helpful. Just a quick tip outlining the key compliance risks associated with regulatory change and a few key discussion points for you to then embed and to work through within your key stakeholders within the bank. Until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.